Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a pretty darn cold downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of December 17th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this is a big week. We just had that powerful full moon in Gemini last night. Venus also just went retrograde. The winter solstice and the start of Capricorn season happens this week, and it's Christmas week. So let's break everything down. So last week we talked about Venus going retrograde for 40 days. It only goes retrograde every 18 months or so. So it's a bigger deal than Mercury retrograde. And yesterday I posted the 2022 astrology forecast with the astrologer Deborah Norton, and she talks quite a bit about this Venus retrograde and this being a time to take a look at our values and get really clear about what's important to us. This is also a pivotal time for relationships. There was an article in the New York Times this morning, and in the article, they interview a bunch of therapists about mental health in our country and what types of things that they're seeing with clients. Well, I don't need to tell you that our mental health right now is not good. And they said that 75% of their clients are struggling with relationships. And I've seen that with my clients too the last couple of weeks. Relationship stuff is up right now. And Venus retrograde is giving us the opportunity to review what we really want in relationship. And the energy of this Venus retrograde can show up in a whole bunch of different ways. So even if you're not acting like this, there will be other people and you'll see this stuff. It can show up as nitpicking, arguing about silly things, closing down. It could also show up as super great sex or no sex. So the next 40 days is a time to look at what you want in relationship. It's not time to get sucked into how someone else is dealing with the retrograde. If they want to argue, you don't have to participate. Take a break. Walk around the block. Go for a car ride. And remember that everything happening with relationships now is ultimately for your and their highest good. So, of course, Deborah has more to say about it, so be sure to listen to that 2022 Astrology Forecast podcast. So on Tuesday, the 21st, is the winter solstice. It's the shortest day and the longest night of the year, and then days start getting longer. Yay for that. This is a good time to remember that the longer a date or a holiday has been celebrated, the more energy it carries. And that's why the solstice is so important. It's been celebrated for thousands of years. We're part of a long lineage of ancestors from all over the world who have celebrated at the exact same time, giving this time and this date a lot of energy. So in a spiritual sense, this is the ideal time to embrace your inner self and reflect on who you are and where you'd like to go. This is the perfect time for reflection, introspection, and intention setting. So honor your stillness. Understanding your emotions, your motivations, and your desires, it's really crucial in order to manifest the type of life you want. You gotta know what you want and what's important to you for a couple of reasons. You need to know what you want so you can get a plan to get there. And you need to know what you want so you can recognize it when you do get there. This is the perfect time for a vision board and to get a strategy for the next year. So do something to celebrate the solstice. Light some candles, do a vision board, a meditation, go float in a float tank, and set some intentions for 2022. And because 2022 is a year when we get shit done, this is an excellent time to start setting those intentions. You don't have to do any work toward them until the start of next year, but start thinking about them now. And the winter solstice also marks the beginning of Capricorn season. Capricorn season is a time when our goals and our ambitions are a top priority. And it's a totally different energy from what we're coming out of, that playful, lighthearted energy of Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius season was all about expanding horizons, embracing adventure, you know, lots of optimism. But with the winter solstice, you know, AKA the start of Capricorn season, things will become a bit more refined. Capricorn is a sign all about discipline and hard work and success. And while 2021 is coming to a close, this season is all about the start of something new. So Capricorn season is all about structure and making the season the ideal time to get your shit together. And that starts with thinking about what's important to you, what you want in your life, and then getting a plan. So I'm sure you've noticed that there's definitely a pattern and strong energy in the air about thinking about what's important to you, about where you're going, about what the fuck you're doing with your life. And we're at the very baby stages of the next part of our life. So until the first of the year, all you need to do is think about what you want. You don't need to do the work yet. We're thinking about our future and then making a plan on how to get there. So one of the biggest challenges during Capricorn season is overworking and focusing too much on success and ambition. So, you know, at the end of the day, accomplishing goals, it's an amazing feeling, but it's not everything. This is also a really good time to get to the root of why you're so focused on or eager to succeed. Why do these goals matter to you? If the reason doesn't feel aligned with who you are anymore or who you want to be, this may be the time to toss some of those old goals out and create new ones. Success looks different to everyone, and it doesn't have to be solely about money and work. It's your life. And if success to you looks like making it through the holidays without arguing with your family, then that is perfectly acceptable. So success clearly for me has shifted over the years. It used to be, you know, doing fabulous in business, winning business awards, you know, all the stuff that goes with that, but it shifted. Now it means to me freedom. Success to me means being able to wear sweatshirts every day. It means that I get fresh fruit for breakfast every day. It means living slow and being present to all the wonders of life. So you are defining how success looks to you. It doesn't have to look any way. It can be wearing sweatshirts. It can be getting through the holidays without arguing. It can be taking 3 days a week to do nothing. It doesn't all have to be about work and accomplishments. And then it's Christmas. And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, because billions of people over the years have, it does carry this special sacred energy. So this week is full of sacred energy with both the solstice and Christmas. Okay, so to recap, slow down and do some serious thinking of the next couple of weeks. Get a plan of what you're doing next. You don't have to move forward yet. You don't have to do the work yet. Just make the plan. And then honor the sacredness of this week with some type of celebration. I always love lighting candles throughout this whole week. It just adds a little bit more of something special in the air. So speaking of what's next, I am retiring my 28 Days of Making Money program at the beginning of the year. It was the first one I did, and it's a couple years old now. And although the info is fantastic, it contains the exact steps I take to attract money. The tech's a little outdated, and I'm just ready, honestly, to move on to something new. So my solstice gift to you is my 28 Days of Making Money program for free. Just use the coupon code FREE, and it's yours. You can find it under products on my website, abundology.com, and I'll also put a link in the show notes here. I will also put a link to my spiritual reset sale. I'm super excited about this sale. I've teamed up with my friends, Deborah Norton, the astrologer, and Jamie Bulris, who is the Akashic Records reader. And we are offering you get all three of these. You get a 1 hour astrology, 1 hour Akashic Records, and 1 hour with me for only $300. We are really making an effort to keep these spiritual readings affordable right now, especially after reading that New York Times article where our whole country is really struggling with mental health. We also offer gift certificates if you want to treat your favorite person to this. It's just a really good, perfect way to get ready for 2022. And I have a couple more appointments available on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And these are really great days too to get ready and prepare for 2022. So enjoy this special sacred week. Yeah, slow down, do some thinking, get your shit together. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week.